This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
I see in the new year we're still not confident in our hellos
was
yet.
That, no. Was that better?
I don't know.
It was, we got a hello, but I didn't quite get a like, hi.
So it was better, but you
Should
didn't believe it.
Should we try a
different word?
Sup.
No. Ooh, I like that.
I hate it.
Sup.
That's not me.
Try it on.
New year, new me, though. Maybe you're right.
Ooh, maybe. It is the new year. Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2024, looking
Thank
for
God.
More.
Oh, I like
wow.
that.
I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so
I
excited.
I want some more of it.
Oh.
More smut.
Yeah. Oh, more smut. More smut in the new year.
That's my resolution. More
Definitely.
Smut.
More smut. Are you... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want to definitely continue this. I need to learn more about smut. I'm open to my worlds being open.
Like maybe reading a book?
Oh, you will learn more kind of against your will, so.
Yeah, I mean, but as for whether or not I am actually willing to read the book myself and do a presentation, not this year.
No, okay. I think you are. I think there's a way where maybe if we had something, what's it called? Oh, yeah, a Patreon. I think there's ways that we could.
Ooh.
I think there's ways we could get this
Force
to
Emily
work.
To read a book.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe like a novella, like a shorty. Oh.
No, I've got some ideas. We've got some ideas.
If that's something that you would be interested in, let us know. But mention it somewhere, comment on something, you know, follow us at Clutch My Pearls Pod on all the social medias, including X, which used to be Twitter. But
we're not.
Is it? But we're upset. I mean, we're upset about a lot of stuff, but like the other day you were upset because your Twitter logo finally turned to X.
It finally, yeah, because I ran out of storage when we were filming and then I had to panic and go, oh God, and tried to offload a bunch of apps.
Uh-huh.
And I offloaded Twitter and then when it came back, it was no longer the little bird I held out for so long and I'm mad. And no, we don't call it X. We're ignoring that.
We're X, the former artist as known as Twitter.
You know who would call it X? Luca from the Lovelight Farms.
Luca
Data
would.
Analyst. Causal analysis. Cause and effect. It's called X. Be quiet.
When I was working on the caption for... that show I Google it so I can make sure they have like the spellings right and stuff. And there was one detail about Luca that you left out that I noticed on the when the Amazon page came up. You never mentioned that he was freckled.
Ew.
It says in the thing where it's like a freckled, like bushy hair. I can pull it right now, but I can't. But he said they mentioned freckled in his description.
Huh.
Which I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
I think it makes it worse.
Yeah, I was trying to
because
be,
I
like,
was
inclusive.
Thinking like Italian, like dark hair. I figured he had tan skin.
I vaguely remember he had like I think brown hair and brown eyes.
Maybe they mentioned he had like some cute like freckles. I don't know. Or we can cut this all out. But that's what Amazon said. So
no, we're gonna double down and talk about freckles this entire episode.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna pull the book up right now and see.
Well, Vanessa's doing our book this week. Are there any freckles in this book?
No, no freckles.
Don't be so sure. You might totally forget about it. And Emily will yell at you in 2 weeks.
When she Googles it.
Yell at you. I will yell. Did you hear me pitching out as I speak so softly into just my microphone?
Yeah, maxing she's screaming out at me. While she's... Sorry you all had to see that screaming match.
Oh, my God. I'm hot.
But okay. So I'm doing a book.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yeah. And it's called Twisted Games.
Ooh.
It's Anna Juan. It's a second book in a series, a Twisted series.
I've heard of this. Yes. I've read books by her before. I think King of Wrath. And I read one of them. I don't remember which one it was. And honestly, this might be another Brutal Prince situation where I have definitely looked at this book. So yes. I might have read this. Let's find out together.
So whenever there's the book boyfriend filters, who's my book boyfriend? This name always comes up from the second book. And so that's what made me want to read it. I've read the first book and it was it was good.
Is
it was
like
best
boyfriend?
Friend, grumpy sunshine, brother's best friend.
I love it.
Okay. Barbara I was thinking Love Light Farm still. We were they're brother and sister and I got real nervous.
No.
I need to clear my aura or something.
Who do you get when you do these? Who's my book boyfriend?
Well, I definitely get...
Oh my God, she's blushing.
She's clutching pearls.
She's I don't like him or anything. Well, but I mean,
when I've only done it a few times, but I always get Resand from...
Oh my Resand. God. Akatar. Oh, you'll see.
See, we need to do Akatar. Yeah. I need to know about it because everybody's talking about,
because we all love a villain.
Yeah.
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 Is he the bad guy in it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
His wings really big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he fuck in the air like the devil?
It's one of those series where there's multiple couples in it. Spoilers.
I know. Do y'all want to hear us talk about Akatar? Because I want to learn about it. So
I think we should. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Keep it focused.
You always get him. I'm so jealous right now.
I always get him. Always.
Wow. I haven't even done one of these. Are these super popular and I'm missing out?
They're just on TikTok.
All right. TikTok listeners, if you've done this and you have an answer, let us know because I feel a tremendous amount to live up to. You've got Resand. Oh my God. I got to really.
Well, all of them are good. The ones that come up.
Yeah.
Zayd Meadows.
Who would be the worst? Oh, wait. Zayd is the. Is he from.
Hunting Adeline.
Oh, no. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Z from Mile High. I don't even know if he's on there.
Yeah.
He's hot.
It's always the morally gray ones that are on this list.
Good.
Yeah, they're
the
never.
The algorithm knows you.
Yeah. I think the algorithm knows everybody.
Who would be the worst one in Akatar to get?
That's spoilers.
Okay, I don't know.
Don't tell Emily. Just tell me. She can hear
us. You know who it is. I think everybody knows who it is.
Okay, that's spoilers. Starts with a T. No, it doesn't. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. You think I already forgot your main guy's name.
I know. That's why.
Wings. Yeah, we're good.
That's why I'm not going to tell you.
All right, well, tell me about your book this week.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. I have to wait. I have to wait to learn until I don't know, we have a place we can do it.
Okay,
so anyway. Maybe you want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so this book, the second book, is characters from the first book.
Okay, yeah.
And one of them is, I'll just tell you. I'm going to read the synopsis.
Okay,
you can tell
us. I'm going to read it.
Can I ask just real quick, what's the guy's name?
Reese.
I'm sensing a theme.
I'm picturing Ryan Philippe right now. He would be a Reese.
I think that's why.
What?
Yeah. I like how we thought you were a production thing. Pause. No. I was for real?
I am floored. I'm floored.
I feel like someone named Reese would look like Ryan Philippe.
The embodiment of cardboard.
Because he's married to Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
Is that what's happening? He's not your go-to, this guy's so dreamy.
No, thank God.
Tall, dark, handsome.
It's if someone just said this guy's name was Reese, I'd be he's probably
No.
I'm picturing Ryan Philippe's character from Cruel Intentions, where he was a Reese Witherspoon.
Reese's
pieces. If you were to picture a Zayd or something, you're like, oh yeah, he doesn't look like Ryan Philippe. He looks like someone.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's
okay. That'd be a Zayd. Okay.
I'll tell you right now, it's spelled R H Y S.
Okay. All right.
So it's a little
get on board, Emily. It's Akatar. You'll love it.
Well, the character in this book Akatar.
Yeah. Oh, they're both named Rhys?
Well, that's the abbreviation from Akatar, but his name is Rhysand.
Which I read the books and I didn't do audiobooks and I read them before anybody I knew had read them and I always called him Rhysand.
Oh.
So then now I can't do it. In my head, it's just, I don't know. Because when you hear Rhys, you apparently picture Ryan Phillippe. No.
That's because she's thinking about Reese Witherspoon.
I literally thought that you were like, that's my dream-looking guy. And that's why I was like, stop everything.
And so I marry someone that looks nothing like him.
Yeah,
and
I was like, Jeff can probably hear you.
I feel like I also get like a Justin Timberlake.
Ew, yeah. Like, that's kind of what I picture.
No, from like... Ryan Phillippe.
No. That's why I feel like someone who, but not spelled R-H-Y, whatever.
Yeah.
I see, like,
okay, yeah,
R-E-E-C-E. If I were to cast someone in that position,
it would be one of those types.
It's funny how it's the spelling type. Changes. It really does. The vibe, though.
It does.
Okay. Well, then while we're here, off the top of your head, your book boyfriend is assigned. What's your first image celebrity that you're like, ooh, that?
I don't know. Is he a bad boy or is he like...
You tell me.
No, you tell us.
Like,
no filter, like, when you think of him.
It doesn't have to be the only one.
I only know about the few book boyfriends that we have so far in our series. So
I like your celebrity that you think of. Like Ryan Phillippe. What's your image that you picture of? That guy is...
It has to be their personality based.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You know, like, I'm not going to picture... Like, the way that I picture what Damien looks like, where I'd be like, that's my book boyfriend... isn't really going to be like the way that I would picture.
Let me rephrase.
Okay.
Name a hot celebrity.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh.
Like Brad Pitt or.
Yeah, he's a babe. I like him as he's gotten older too.
Yeah.
I only think he's attractive in the movie Snatch.
Oh my God. You have issues.
I know. I've said accent, that several times.
His bad clothes.
He's out of his mind and demented. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm so in. But here's the thing. I know. We got to cut this. My therapist is going to get real worried. Anyway, he's handsome in everything, but I only find him attractive in it. Yeah. I shouldn't be saying this publicly.
It's too late. It's there.
Do you want me to double down make it worse? What? My Ryan Phillippe, whatever. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You've got a type. That's a type. Mm.
Crazy.
Yeah. But kind of like.
But sexy.
Yeah. Mm. I just picture him smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
I like that.
I edit that out in my.
But I just feel like it's like that kind of personality of where they're walking around like busy and kind
of. I see a guy and I go, he's going to ruin my life. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Anyways. What are we talking about?
You didn't even say anybody, really. I said Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
For
he was
you.
Cute. But, I mean,
we'll let you think on it.
I'm going to think about who I think, like, there's so many different ones. Like, Skeet Ulrich, I had mentioned him earlier, like, in Scream, super hot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Matthew Lillard, his personality in these kind of movies, like, he's a babe. But I wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, that guy's fucking hot.
Yeah.
But, like, his...
No personality, 100% looks... Oh, my God.
I'm not going to edit this out. We're going to...
Why am I like suddenly not? I can't think of any.
Is it because you're narrowed into I have to pick the one?
You just name I think it. So.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the one. It just can be any.
Yeah, like that Jacob Elordi guy who played Elvis. Oh, he's so hot.
Yeah,
he was in like Euphoria and.
You know who else is all over TikTok right
kissing
now?
Kissing booth.
What's his face from Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes? Have you seen any of this?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen the movie, haven't read the book, didn't really like The Hunger Games, and my TikTok algorithm is like, girl, you fucking love this movie, and it keeps showing me clips. Maybe it's because I keep watching him, because he is pretty dreamy.
Who is it? Yeah. Is it PETA?
No.
Well, you said Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's the new one that's like a prequel.
Oh.
Yeah, he's this British actor, Tom Blythe, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, none of this matters, but that's the synopsis Google of the book.
I love it.
Yeah. wait, what?
Megan,
fucking tangent.
15 minutes in, and we've done nothing.
Nothing. Except the name of the book.
What is it?
Twisted.
You sound so mad.
I know. She's
because I'm mad at myself that I can't. One, I can't think of a hot celebrity right now, so I'm really upset about that because I'm wondering, like, am I okay?
Am I okay?
She's all misty.
I literally can't think of anybody that I'm just like.
How about like Benicio del Toro or Paul Rudd or.
He makes me laugh. I'm in.
Jason Segel, I thought was cute at one point.
Are you like a weirdo and you like Tom Cruise?
No.
You like Vin Diesel?
Damn.
No.
Maybe Paul Walker?
No.
Who from Fast and Furious?
None of them. Probably whoever played the bad guy in an episode, in a movie that I don't even know. Oh, the one guy from The Meg is cute.
Oh, the bald guy.
Bald guy's
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you want very much a personality base.
Right. Yeah. Like, you want a guy who's just going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's she wants the most sweetheart
baby boy ever.
Take care of you.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like that personality.
I can see Jeff as a transporter.
He's also in Snatch.
Hey.
Who's yours?
Is Benicio del Toro in that?
No.
Somebody doesn't. We have to stop. We can't.
We chatted too long before this, and now we're like, oh, wait, we're recording.
We got in like a silly, goofy mood. We lit 4 candles, and it's a sauna in here. Yeah. Now we're just like delusional. Okay, tell us about this
book. Tell us about this fucking book.
God, it's help good, us. Y'all. Jesus. Okay.
What the fuck is it called again?
Twisted Games.
Is it about it's not? A twisted is it about BSD and no. BDSM?
What are you watching our levels?
We thought that we thought there were some episodes a minute ago that were like our fucking cursed episodes that were such a goddamn nightmare, but this might be becoming one.
We went through the ringer. We're good. We're professional.
Anyways,
okay. Twisted Games.
Okay. She can never be his, but he's taking her anyway. Stoic, brooding, and arrogant, elite bodyguard Reese Larson has 2 rules.
Emily Jason and I both just looked at each other. Bodyguard.
Jason Statham.
I was trying to tell you guys, you're going to love it.
Okay. I'm so excited. Okay.
God damn.
No tangents. We're going to blast through.
I feel like a mom with some babies in the back.
I'm
going to turn this car around and we're not going to do this book. Okay, he had 2 rules.
Okay.
Protect his clients at all costs and do not become emotionally involved ever.
Mm. He's a rule breaker.
He's never once been tempted to break the rules until her.
Ooh. She's so unique.
Bridget, she's
not like the other girls. Bridget.
She ain't, babe. Bridget von Aschenberg, a princess with a stubborn streak.
From Genovia.
That matches his own and a hidden fire that reduces his rules to ash. Mm. She's nothing he expected and everything he never knew he needed.
Ooh.
Day by day, inch by inch, she breaks down his defenses until he's faced with the truth. He can no longer deny. He swore an oath to protect her, but all he wants to do is ruin her.
Ugh.
Take her. Because she's his.
Ooh.
His princess, his forbidden fruit, his every depraved fantasy.
Damn. Mm.
These synopses are really long. Because then it goes into her.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Regal, strong-willed, and bound by the chains of duty, Princess Bridget dreams of freedom to live and love as she chooses. But when her brother abdicates, she's suddenly faced with the prospect of a loveless, politically expedited marriage and a throne she never wanted. She navigates the intricacies and treacheries of her new role. I can't read.
It's hard, y'all.
She must also hide her desire for a man she can't have. Her bodyguard, her protector, her ultimate ruin.
She wants him too.
Yummy.
Yes.
I don't hate you.
Aww.
Unexpected and forbidden, there's a love that could destroy a kingdom and doom them both.
It's risky love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So.
How many pages is it?
456. Jesus. We're back to the books.
Back to the books.
This is one that like makes a noise when you set it down.
I don't know. I read it on a Kindle.
This is one that takes up some gigs.
It's funny when you see them in person. You're like, oh, that's a big book.
You're like, I read all that.
Mm. I feel really proud of myself.
Yeah, wow. I read that.
I like when there's action in these books. Anytime I see that there's like a bodyguard and there's, I'm like, ooh, I'm all in. Yeah.
Yeah. There's gunplay probably.
Oh my God.
A little bit. The book number. Oh, I didn't mean like gunplay.
No. I meant like that there's guns involved. Oh, yes. Like that he like pulls a gun on someone.
I thought you literally were like gunplay and Vanessa was like, yep. And I went, whoa, we're in for a night.
No. I meant, I'm just picturing the transporter now.
Hell yeah.
The one celebrity I can think of.
Okay, so it's over 400 pages. There's action. There's romance. Okay.
She's a princess, but she's going to risk her whole kingdom.
What's this about? She's betrothed to some... What?
No, so she lives in the States, and she basically, you know, she's... Her brother's in line to be king, and her grandpa is the king right now. Her parents died when she was young.
She's like Anastasia, not Anastasia, but like Frozen... The Frozen girls. Mm. Their parents died when they were young.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The parallels.
If you had to get with any actor in Frozen... No, I'm just
kidding. The Olaf. And why is it Olaf?
Because
he's got a great personality.
Because he's fucking hilarious. You're 100% correct. Yeah, all right.
Or the reindeer.
Or the guy that has the shop.
Oh, I don't know. Who has a shop?
Doesn't he have like hot cocoa and he's like, hot summer blowout?
What? I saw Frozen, I think, once.
Me too. I just remember a guy with a shop.
What's wrong with this?
Is there a gas leak in this house?
Check carbon monoxide levels in here.
Happy New Year, everybody.
We have the giggles. Okay.
Let's guess some pages.
Guess
400 something.
He is assigned as her bodyguard. Is there an active threat to her life, or what's the deal again?
Well, no, she's just a princess, and so she needs her regular bodyguard went on maternity leave back to Europe, wherever their country is. It's like a made up country. It's not a real country.
Genevia.
Yeah. And so Reese comes, and he's super like hard nosed. He's like military.
Ooh, yeah.
Best in the business. Mm-hmm. Like. Always, direct. Yes, always with like celebrities and stuff. So he's very like, we're not breaking the rules. They get on each other's nerves.
Oh, okay. I'm so into this.
They live together also.
Like he has to be there at all times.
With all times, yeah.
Yeah, he's like her Secret Service.
There's definitely like overlaps between the book, well, at least book one and book two. The main character from book one gets kidnapped with the princess. Ooh. And the bodyguard, who we don't really know anything about, helps with the main character from book one, rescue, something like that. I don't really remember.
Okay.
So yeah, there definitely was some like moments.
Yeah. But they're both trying to resist each other.
Yes.
And we've got like 450 pages, you said?
440. 456.
What are you thinking for the page? First coming. What
and it's a Vanessa book.
I'm really tired of this Vanessa book.
Oh, she's tired of it. No more. No, Vanessa's screaming at us now. Like, I'm next.
she ain't gonna have no boundaries with me. I'm gonna say 167.
Okay. I'm gonna go 222.
172. So when she finds out, so her brother is abdicating the throne for a woman. They have very strict laws. You have to marry someone with like a title, especially if you're in line to be at the. So he's basically giving up the crown for love,
right? Oh.
And so, what's her name? Bridget. Mm-hmm. She has to go back home. They're going to announce the abdication, and then she's basically is going to be thrown into like
queen. I'm your new queen.
Yeah. Well, like first she has to learn a bunch of stuff because she never expected to be in that position. So she has to like go home and kind of be thrown to the wolves. She hasn't told Reese yet what is going on, and she's kind of been keeping it a secret from everybody. Mm-hmm. So, like, the last, like, 2 weeks before they're supposed to go back to her country, she's, like, getting trashed and, like, making out with people.
Oh, she's a little reckless. She's like, I'm about to be.
Yeah, she wants to get laid before she...
Is she a virgin?
No, I don't think... They don't really say.
She's supposed to be
reckless.
I don't
think that she's a virgin, though.
She's just going on, like, this wild all out...
Before she's under a microscope. Like,
yeah.
Bachelorette
and so
party.
Reese always kind of stands in as, like, an excuse to, like, you can't be touching the princess.
Right. To be like, that's enough, guy.
Yeah and take her away. Protect but her. The last night before they leave, she's, like, she's bringing someone home.
Oh.
for sure. And so he definitely like steps in, carries her out, and they go back to their house. And she's basically like, she basically tells him everything. Like, I'm going to be the queen. Right. And I only have like 2 weeks left. And so she has like a little bucket list, which is like, go somewhere where nobody knows me, read a whole book uninterrupted on vacation, like suntan naked, like stupid stuff. But then she's like, get off, not by myself.
Right. Ooh, like have a real orgasm from a man.
From a man, yeah.
Dang. And he's like, well, it's my job to serve you.
Yeah, protect and serve. Mm.
So that night she gets kind of drunk and she basically asks him to help with number four.
Do me a favor. Yeah.
She's and he's like, I read my book.
Yeah. That guy didn't recognize me. We're good.
So he basically tells her, no, like, you're wasted. You're right. My client.
And she's, I don't cross, like, those lines. I'm a very strict rule follower.
Stern. Well, once she goes back to her country, there's really no need for him to be her bodyguard anymore.
Oh, how convenient. Because she'll have like the royal service or whatever.
Yes. So they outsource her because she lives in New York. Oh, she lives in New York.
Hey,
what have we done?
We're never leaving New York.
Hey. He brought it into the new year.
Oh, my God. I could have just not said that.
But well, you did.
That was my next question, was where in the States are they?
Yeah, so New York. She went to college somewhere else and moved to New York to be more involved in like charity work and do like stuff for the crown and
the UN.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So he tells her that he's going to help her with some of her bucket list.
Okay.
And before they go back to her country, they fly to Costa Rica.
She's got a suntan and read a book.
Right.
He, okay. Handles everything. He gets a private jet. Like, he pays for everything. He rents a house.
Company credit card.
No, he pays for everything himself.
Like, he's like, I'm going to take you on this, even though I'm not going to cross any lines.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like
a friend.
My gift to you. You know, and he's only going to spend 2 weeks with her in the country.
Mm-hmm. And then he has to go.
And then he's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to Costa Rica, and obviously nobody knows who the fuck she is there. Uh-huh. So,
check.
Yeah, they go out to dinner, and they're going around the island, and they have a good time. She gets to suntan, read her book. I think another one of her things was to do something that risked her life.
Oh, yeah, like something dangerous.
Like, I think they went ziplining.
I feel like
something.
That's easy to do when you have a bodyguard, but yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Something to feel like that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Did she ever mention the name of the book that she read?
No, it was just something that she picked up at the airport.
I think I have read this, and I'm pretty sure she read Stuffed by the Were-Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, we've been noticed.
Oh.
Tate McKirk.
Quick little behind-the-scenes announcement. Tate McKirk, the author of Stuffed by the Were-Turtle, commented on our TikTok where we were saying that book is the 13 reasons why for us. I felt so,
thankful to be a part of your life.
Yeah.
Hope you're still around.
Your book was literally unforgettable.
Live forever, the Were-Turtle. That's the one that, like, when I'll talk to people and they'll be like,
yeah,
what's the craziest thing y'all have read
easily
on the show? And I'm like, all right, she rescues a turkey and it's in her bathroom.
Stay with me.
Yeah. I talked about that very loudly in the middle of a really nice restaurant in downtown Austin other night.
Hell yeah. I talked about it at your wedding because people were like, how's the podcast going?
Yes.
How's the podcast going? And I was like, check out this next episode coming out.
That should have been our speech when we're like, thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you to Tate McKirk for, you know, providing such a legendary experience. And I wish my wedding could, you know, be as good as your books.
Anyway.
Anyways, we go back.
We're in Costa Rica.
Yes. So the trip is winding down and he's ready.
He's like packing her bags.
Yeah. And
she's like,
they kind of have like a heart to heart, and he divulges like some of his like backstory, which he's never really shared any information. So they kind of
vulnerable.
Bond. And then there's like fireworks over their pool. And
we should
she's
go to
like,
Costa Rica.
We should.
For this book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she asks him to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, so hard to break those rules. Where he's like, I mean, I did take you on this romantic vacation to fulfill your bucket list before you become queen. But, I mean, I'll give you a little kiss.
I'm not even going to expense this trip. Like, no. Let's go for it.
Like,
it's on me, babe.
I won't expect you to pay my credit card once we're married. And you're the queen.
So.
So they kiss. Under the moonlight. Under the fireworks.
And now he says, I'm going to help you with number four.
He just like, just but
we're never going to talk about it again. It doesn't leave Costa Rica and we're not fucking.
What? Oh, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Well, how are they going to do it?
No penetration.
We need to, this is why we need to do the podcast, because your mind goes, how?
So what are they going to do?
Oh, Emily.
What the fuck? Like, what, four was making her come, right? How should we do that?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, but here I am.
All right, so he sets the expectations ahead of time.
Yeah.
Points for that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
So do you want to read that or would you rather read them?
I want to read her first coming.
Okay.
Her checking that four off that list.
And this, the first coming is right after Costa Rica and he says,
Costa Rica.
We're going
last night in Costa Rica.
Home base. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Like it's going to be the like, I'm going to make you come and then bye.
Girl, bye. Girl,
well,
bye.
We're going to spend another like 2.5 weeks together. But
I bet that's not
this
all.
This is the first night?
No, like a...
Oh, 2 weeks after Costa Rica.
Yeah, they're going to spend... He's going to spend 2 weeks with her in her country and help her, like, get acclimated before he leaves.
Okay.
Queen school.
I will tell you that I kind of cut to the chase a little only because he makes her show him how she does it by herself. Oh. Because she had been talking about that.
He wants to learn.
Well, he just wants to see, show me what you do when you're alone.
See, we haven't read one of these scenes, so this is new for you.
I'm
but
already
I've,
like,
you're sitting up going, oh, my shoulders. But I've seen this in a couple of books, and it's always such a, like, I love seeing it because
I didn't highlight it, so
mean in general, when an author writes that in, I'm so supportive because every person ever should be like, you show me what works for you, and then we don't have to skip this whole, anyway.
Right. Right.
So he wants to see it, and then he asks her, do you think about me?
So this is from his POV?
Yes.
Yes, this is his POV.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at what you didn't highlight right above it.
Yes.
And
it's dirty.
This isn't highlighted, but I'm going to include it.
Go ahead.
A groan tore out of my throat. You're drenched. Please. Bridget's skin was hot to the touch. I need. What do you need? I kissed my way down her. I'm going to hurt my throat. I kissed my way down her stomach until I reached her pussy. I pushed my fingers deeper inside her before I dragged them out and then thrust them back in again. Enough to bring her to the edge, but not enough to tip her over. I need to come, she moaned. Reese, please. I stilled. What did you call me?
Oh, I want to say he always calls her princess, which is not the correct term. It's your highness.
Oh. Does she say that?
No.
Or you just know that?
Well, they say like...
Oh, they talk about that.
Yes.
But he's doing it to kind of needle her a little bit.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So she always calls him Mr. Larson, which irritates him too.
Oh my God.
So when she says his name... He really likes it because she's never said it before.
Oh my God. That's that I don't hate you moment.
Oh my God. This is my book. I think I might have read this, but I don't know. There might be a gas leak in this room. I cannot tell.
What did you call me? I lifted my head and she stared back at me with lust and something else shining in those gorgeous blue eyes. Reese. Oh, wait. Reese. She repeated in a whisper. The sound of my name on her lips may have been the most beautiful thing I've ever, or I'd heard. Wait. God. Is there gambling? It's the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. I exhaled a sharp breath before I resumed my, he was like, going back in.
Like a swimmer.
Begging.
Like a dolphin?
Yes.
I'm picturing Michael Phelps.
Yeah, just catching. Doing the butterfly. I exhaled a sharp breath before I resumed my ministrations. You'll come, princess, but not until I say you can. I lowered my head again and gently scraped my... Wow. Oh. He scraped my teeth over her clit before I sucked on it.
Wow.
Ow.
Wow.
Even just like my teeth on my tongue hurts.
Yeah, you're like,
I don't want that scraping. That's sensitive. Especially when she's like, I'm about to come.
Yeah.
But between that and the finger fucking, she was dripping all down her thighs and I lapped up every drop of it like a man starved.
Sir. Mr. Larson.
Mr. Larson. So fucking delicious. I'd never been addicted to anything, but I was addicted to the taste and feel of her pussy. Bridget ground against my face. I just picture her like, get in there.
Get it all.
Bridget ground against my face. Her movements frantic and desperate, and her pleading whines grew louder the longer I ate her out.
We've never had that before.
That's which one? A lot.
Ate her out.
Oh, yeah. Just like direct saying, like, I ate her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I finally took pity on her, pressing my thumb against her clit and curling my fingers until they hit the spot that would make her shatter.
Come.
I ordered. The word barely left my mouth before Bridget arched off the bed with a sharp cry. I picture like a she's being possessed, where she's like,
yes.
Like they use the paddles on her.
Yes,
clear. Yeah.
He didn't shatter.
She came so long and hard, it took a good 5 minutes for her trembles to subside.
That's an exaggeration.
That is a long fiction. Time.
I love smut. Do you remember the guy who commented and was like, I enjoy listening to this because it's how wrong they get men. And it's like, put two and two together. We can figure out.
These are the men that we like.
5 minutes, my God.
5 minutes. I wonder if she's just like getting like aftershocks, which is like,
girl, are you okay?
Should I just like chest like a paddle? Oh my God. And the sight of her orgasming was almost enough to make me forget the rule I'd impose. No fucking.
Does he adhere to the rule? He doesn't he this does. Night?
Keep going.
Okay. Wait, did he tied her up?
After
is that why it's tangled?
Yeah, after she was done playing with herself, he was like, orgasms hands tonight off. Are mine. So he wrapped her arms up in her bikini.
Oh, God.
He said he was doing that too because he was mad at her because she'd been prancing around in that white bikini. Luckily, only at the house and not at the beach, because he was I'd have to kill every guy on the beach.
Oh my God, that's my kryptonite in the best way. I'm gonna kill every other man. I need to call my therapist.
And I'm gonna use that fucking bikini that you looked way too hot in to tie you up while I eat you out and make you come for 5 minutes.
Oh my God,
you taunting bad little princess!
I told you that Jason Statham was the hottest one.
Ranking, is this above Damien for you? Is this your book boyfriend?
Yeah, this is my book boyfriend.
Hell yeah.
But Damien's like similar, but Damien wasn't as like, I'm gonna do this, like, and you're not like,
yeah,
like this, like he tied her up. Not that I'm like into like tying up stuff, but like the reason why he did, where he was like that, it was too hot. Mm-hmm. That you're like, oh my God.
All right, I'm gonna have to update the Goodreads. And say, this is her book boyfriend.
This is my new book boyfriend.
So if you go a little bit more, I edited out a lot of the beginning so that we could hear Reese get a blowjob.
Oh, good.
So flip a little.
Vanessa always tries to figure out a way to bring in the second coming. No, it's only four more pages. It's good.
Oh my God. Okay, so
it's only right. I mean, she got some.
I support
he got some.
I'm into it.
You know, I mean, She did say, "You're forgetting something." Ooh. She stared at the obvious bulge in my shorts. Wait, did he ask her?
No,
oh, no, she stopped me and said, "You're forgetting
after
something."
After she wakes up from her tremors, she's eyeing the bulge and she's like,
"He said it was so hard it could nail a hammer, or it could hammer a nail."
Good Lord.
And then she said, "Then let me take care of that for you." I sucked in a breath when her fingers brushed against it. That wasn't part of the plan. Taking a hit. The plan changed. I like that she can give it back to him. Mm-hmm. Bridget pulled down my shorts, her eyes widening as she took in my size. Bridget, my protest morphed into a groan when she wrapped her hands.
Plural.
Around me. "You said my name." She flicked her tongue over the head of my cock and lapped up the beads of pre-cum before she took me fully in her mouth.
How you feeling?
I love this couple.
Oh my God.
Skip a little more.
Is this the one that you said, like, in book talk, it's always like, this is the guy whose name is your boyfriend? Like, boyfriend.
Well, no, I always get Rhysand from ACOTAR.
Right.
But this guy is always included on the list.
Ooh, I need you to send
Tristan
me this
Kane is one of them. Alex Volatov, Zane Meadows.
You'll have to send these to the TikTok Volatov, and we can repost them.
From the book one of this series.
Mm. Okay.
I like this author so far. All right. She tried to fit all of me down her throat, but I, of course... You were too big. I was too big, or the angle too awkward. She let out a small, muffled sound of frustration.
And I heard a bird noise. She's like,
well, her mouth is full. So
when we started this, frustrated. Oh my God. When we started this podcast, I was really underestimating the sound effects you were going to be bringing to the table.
We really need to put them on a soundboard.
Amazing.
A small muffled sound of frustration. And I rasped out a laugh before I withdrew and repositioned her until she lay on her back again. Tell me if it's too much. That's taking care of her.
Mm-hmm. God.
I slid the tip of my cock across her lips before I nudged it into her mouth. I paused every few inches to let her acclimate to the size, to my size,
like until
I was until I was finally blissfully buried all the way down her throat. Bridget choked and sputtered, her eyes welling with tears. I pulled out until just the tip remained. I said, "I don't like that. I don't like the tears. I don't like it when you're so, like, when you're, like, red. Like, when not that, like, when I, not that, but, like, I know that's a kink for people of where it's, like,
when it's, like,
oh, it's, like, so much. Like,
you're
that they're
in
crying.
Distress.
Yeah, well,
no,
I
think she's just choking, and so she just needs to relax, which she ends up doing, and not being gagged so much. So it's just a reaction
she
to being gagged.
She likes it. Too much? She shook her head. Her eyes dark and eager. A woman's eyes darkening.
Eyes darkening.
Wow. And I pushed myself inside of her again with a groan. We worked up to a rhythm, slowly at first, then faster as she got more comfortable, as her jaw, like, fully finally unhinged. It was just fucking dangling.
She's possessed again and just unhinges her jaw.
Bridget sputtered. Sputters gradually eased, replaced with moans that sent tiny vibrations shooting up my cock. And she reached down to finger herself while I pinched and played with her nipples. Is she on her knees or she's laying down?
She's laying down on the bed.
So is he...
fucking her mouth.
Okay. So his knees are like by her armpits?
I don't know. He might be
open,
like...
open to interpretation.
I'm like, that's a lot of thigh. I think he might be chest. like in a... like
a squat, push-up. That's not any better.
No, like a push-up position.
Okay, so you do
but I don't really know.
Like, thighs on your shoulders.
We should edit this out. I was picturing she's on her back with her head off the bed.
Oh, that too. But it didn't say hanging off the bed. It just said laid her down flat on her back.
Listen, you fill in the blanks when you don't.
Yeah. They don't really tell you a lot. But I feel like it's like the, like a push-up position, maybe.
Yeah.
Like missionary, but.
But maybe like.
But in her
maybe,
mouth.
She's
maybe,
laying down somehow.
Yeah, or leaning back.
Maybe she's on her side, wild card.
I'm sure the author is like literally turn one page forward and it tells you exactly.
It's all right. I like guessing.
We like to pretend.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. Oh, how do you feel about this? Okay, so he's playing with her nipples, of course.
That's it. That's it, I growled. Take every inch down your throat. Like,
that makes me think of from Men in Black.
Sugar, water.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to be picturing him.
Oh, no. Now that's what I see.
Oh,
it's ruined.
Was it Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
Sugar, water.
Everyone's dream man. The guy from Men. Oh,
take
God.
Every like inch roach, down your throat.
Literally.
Like a good girl.
Ooh, a good girl. This is our first, like, good girl, I think.
I think Damien said it.
He would.
He would.
Mm, that's good. Mm. I like a lot of this. I like the good girl. I like the, like...
bikini. You like that?
Yeah, I liked the power. I liked the direct.
The
I
dynamic liked the, like, of, yes. Like, he cares, but he's also really, like...
in control.
Yeah. Possessive. Mm,
that's nice.
That's a sweet spot.
Bridget. What is he called? What is her nickname of them? Oh, princess.
Yeah. So I'll tell you right now, that took 2 years.
They've known each other for 2 years?
Bodyguarding for her.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
He resisted for 2 years?
2 years.
He takes his job very seriously.
I mean, apparently.
And they were mostly not getting along that whole time.
Yeah. Like, he was like, I'm doing a job. And she's like, you're always fucking following me.
I'm the job.
Mm-hmm. Well, more just like... give me, like, he wouldn't let her, like, walk home from school anymore. He wouldn't let her go to, like, this festival because they had bad security. Just lots of things that they just, he, of course, her past one was a little more
lax,
lenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
But he was like, and I would kill any guy that looked at you anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up.
So he ends up coming back and wanting to work with her.
Of course.
Because he's in love with her. He's obsessed with her.
So, like, after this...
even though he can't have her, he wants to at least protect her.
Did they still not fuck in those 2 remaining weeks?
No.
So he sticks to his rules throughout his entire, like, contract. So after this night, then it's like, all right, we're back to business.
Yeah.
For the next 2.5 weeks until you become queen.
They 2 weeks they spend together and then he leaves. She asks him to stay and he says no.
Because he's so in love with her.
He can't be around her. And then he decides he wants to come back, but something keeps him from coming back. And we don't really know what it is, but I think we'll find out what it is in book 3. Everything hell has like a little overlap.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's fine. Like, I think his boss is the subject of his bodyguard company whatever you want to call it. His boss, I think, might be the main character of book 3.
Ooh.
I mean.
So he comes back and he's like, I just don't want you to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, while you're going through this.
And I don't trust anyone to protect you. Like, I will protect you.
Yeah, and I love you. I missed you.
The Whitney Houston song playing in the background.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then they start banging.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because he's like, he's more like a contract employee at this point.
Yeah.
She better leave a hell of a Yelp review on his company.
The like, best of the best.
I take care of my man. So then they start fucking after she's queen.
Yeah, she hasn't become queen yet until like the very end of the book.
Mm. Okay.
And I obviously won't spoil that because all of that is very interesting.
Spoil. Does he still call her princess after she's queen?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's his name for her.
Consistency. You love to see it.
Yeah. Sometimes like in front of other people, obviously, like he'll call her your highness.
Of course.
Right, yeah. Right.
Even before she's actually queen, you're still supposed to call her your highness because she's like...
royalty.
The queen to be.
Ooh.
You know? But yeah, the first time they fuck in a gazebo because they're on like a tour of like the country. And so they're in like some sleepy little inn where the walls are thin. And he's
so they
like,
have no choice but to go out to the gazebo?
Yes.
Oh,
and
it's
hell yeah.
Raining.
He's like, I'm not going to be quiet.
Yeah. It's raining.
He goes, go to your room, princess, and lock the door. But meet me at the gazebo tomorrow with no underwear on.
Oh my God. This author knows how to set a scene.
Yes. What's this author's name again?
Anna Huang.
Ugh, Anna, what's up?
We should do another book of hers. I don't remember if it's King of Wrath or King of Pride, but I, like, maybe this is TMI, but I vividly remember a scene in that book that I'm like, damn.
You're like, I pull that up sometimes when I need it.
Let's just record it right now. Barbara can recall from memory.
I've got it bookmarked. No, I'm just kidding.
I was reading it before I came over here.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. That's what she likes.
I so feel for the people who like skipped the last episode where we talked about my mom, and now they're just wondering why the fuck we keep saying hi, Diane.
Who's Diane?
That just goes to show you got to listen to all the episodes.
Yeah,
we've got lore.
Yes,
we do have to do some reviews.
Some reviews.
Oh. Can't forget that.
So what? Yeah, what were the? I mean, I love. So you okay? Hold on. Is this more porn than plot or plot than porn?
It's a nice balance.
It is a nice balance. Yeah. I have to say this. Kind of reminds me of like the mafia books where you know there's lots of like there's lots of plot, but there's also like the ahas,
yeah,
yeah,
and like something. It's always like who's the real dad?
I feel like it's always nonsense. And like power struggles between the couples of where she's like, no, like I'm this, and he's like, no, but I'm this.
It's a tug of war, and then they fall into bed together. Oh my god!
There's only one bed, of course.
Yes,
of course, at the gazebo,
in the rain.
Okay, so this got 4.12.
What would you rate this out of 1 out of 5? What's our V scale?
Like 4, 4.5, 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was really good. I really like the main characters. You know, a lot of people talk about how they didn't really feel like the love between them, which I can see. There is a lot of like time jumps in the book because obviously it goes from 2 years.
Yeah
I was not expecting that, but okay, yeah, okay,
but it's like, you know, I don't know,
yeah, there wasn't as much of the mushy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, there wasn't
tee-hees.
because they hated each other in the beginning of the book.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it was lots of like arguing about
her,
like he didn't even want her to live at her house. He was like, your house is a security mess.
Yeah,
you know, everything was just like an argument. He wanted to change everything.
Yeah.
That's called porn.
Oh.
Some links. Lots of reviews. Almost 500,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is a hugely popular author.
437,305 ratings.
Oh my god.
40,540 people actually left reviews.
Damn.
Like written reviews.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. That's definitely the most we've ever had. 500,000 reviews?
I feel like Hating Game got, but that's been out since 2016. And it was like, when that book came out, it was like the it girl for the moment.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Plus, it's a lot more approachable than this, where people go like, I didn't feel the love because they like were mean to each other for a little while. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in like enemies to lovers, so to speak.
So 4.12.
Wow.
I did want to say, you mentioned Hating Game. Mm. I was trying to figure out something to watch, and there's a Netflix movie called Fair Play.
Oh.
And it is about a couple who works at a law firm, and they don't know, the law firm doesn't know that they're dating. Mm. They're newly engaged, and then they're both going after the same promotion.
Okay. This sounds like the exact same recipe.
It tears them apart. It becomes super fucked up and cutthroat.
It's the opposite of the Hating Game.
War of the Roses.
It ruins their relationship.
Yeah. It's got from Bridgerton, the young redhead girl.
Oh, what's her face? Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as I started watching, I was like, this is like the Hating Game, but like obviously so much better.
But like more exciting.
Yeah. It's very like fucked up.
Ooh, wow. It's like in reverse.
Damn.
I like that.
Is there Netflix a happy ending?
Yeah.
It's
Netflix.
Know.
Feel free to sponsor us.
Sponsored by Netflix.
Amazon, Kindle, you know.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Goodreads.
Anything. Yeah, good. Those are our I definitely have like Goodreads Daddy, Amazon Papa. And then like, you know, Netflix is our security guard.
Okay, so Leia said, just watch Princess Diaries 2 for a better experience.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
A. Yeah, just the letter A. God, people on TikTok are such liars.
Uh-oh.
This is a big book on...
Yeah.
On BookTok.
Social media, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy, y'all lied when you said she's upset. When you said this is better than the first one, because no baby, it's not. I literally can't feel the love between Bridget and Reese. Reese's entire personality is just a jealous, possessive asshole, and I hate him.
He's the worst
book boyfriend ever, bro. I'm not joking. Mr. Larson didn't even have character development. So boring. I hated him. She just kept saying I hated him.
Oh my god.
Is this the same? Didn't we have a review from a Nancy in the book 2 weeks ago?
Ruth.
Ruth
said she wanted to light herself on fire because of Love Light Farms.
Yeah, we said she was friends with Shirley.
That's right.
Nancy can join their club too.
Nancy, I think Nancy stops by every now and then.
Annabelle says, I'm so sorry, but no, absolutely not. Satan has a special place in hell for this book. Anna,
Annabelle,
I love you.
Is from hell because she's the creepy doll. And so she knows what Satan has down there.
She's like, Anna, I love you, but what is this dumpster fire? Whoever said this book is better than the first one is a sinner. No judgment, but also I'm judging you so hard. Just JK, love you losers.
You're all over the place. You're starting out by apologizing. You finish by apologizing. You're calling us all sinners. What is happening?
Annabelle is an unpredictable little doll. She, good Lord. You think she's her friend and then just
turn on you.
Like, oh, a head turns God. Around.
JK, I love you.
JK, I losers. Love you. Bye.
Find Jesus. Find Satan. No.
JK, I'll tell Satan. Sorry.
I love a polarizing book. Okay.
Last one.
So the first one seems to be the one that everyone loves more.
Well, yeah.
Which is because it's the first people. One.
I thought the first one was good, but I like this better, I think.
The dynamics it's... different or characters different? Like that you felt why you wanted? Oh my God, I just saw the cover. Ew.
I know.
This what
don't
he
look
looks
at
like?
It.
Is it Ryan?
Don't
Phillippe?
Look at it.
Oh my God. That's what no, she's trying no, to let me think no. That is Jason Statham.
Here's
no,
the thing.
Ma'am.
Here's the thing. Authors do not have as much input as you would think about what their covers can look like. Yeah. So we can just ignore that.
Why?
That guy would not be called dead in the gazebo.
It's like he has like a
it's like cut
denim shirt. Denim yeah. like pearl snap, but with the sleeves cut off.
And you take one look wet. At him.
Yes. And he's just like,
yeah, he would never make me laugh. He would never tie you up with a bikini.
No.
No, I don't have anything.
You wouldn't
in.
Let him.
That's my one-star review right there of the cover.
I like to, sometimes they have like alternate covers, like for different.
Yeah, they'll do that where they're like, after it's been out for a minute, they'll like re-release with some different. Mm.
Especially, I feel like once they do, when it's in a series too, they'll make them kind of line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the last one only stayed for the smut. The smut was good.
Oh. That's what's up.
Hey, whoever you are, you should listen to this podcast because that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Same.
Here for the smut.
I do. I stay for the smut and I come back for the smut every week.
Lives for the smut.
Live,
you,
laugh,
you
live,
like
laugh,
this
smut.
Guy.
She was demanding it at Love Light Farms.
Oh my God, I was upset.
What are her tits like?
Yeah, you were going for it.
The thing at the end of her boob.
Like, a nipple.
A nipple. I don't want to be indelicate. Yeah, come on.
That was fun.
This is a
good
one.
A million reviews. That's amazing. Twisted Games.
I thought a princess was a good way to start the new
year. Yeah. Manifest.
Yes.
Yes. We're putting it out there.
Plus, now we're all going to go to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
We have to go see what it's like.
Yeah. Mm.
I love it. Well, thanks for hanging out with us again.
Send us your Costa Rica.
Yes. Tell me
suggestions.
Tell me who did you picture in this book? Like, or also name any hot celebrity because apparently I can't think of one. Like just one that you like, not even person. Everything has to be personality based for me, I guess.
I mean, you're absolutely right. The hottest guy can just fall to an absolute zero if he can't. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I love it. Well, don't forget to like and subscribe and share. And you can send us an email at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. You can interact with us on Instagram, TikTok, X, aka Twitter, Clutch My Pearls at Clutch My Pearls Pod. Anything else, y'all?
Oh, friend our Goodreads.
Oh yeah,
friend
we
our
Goodreads.
Goodreads.
We'll have
let
you know
this
if it's smutty enough.
Comment and let us know who your book boyfriend is. Who do you get? Ooh. Yeah,
send us and or tag us in your stories or whatever that show what your book boyfriend was, or like even like the ones that helped you to find who your book boyfriend was. Like, I love playing all those little games, even if I don't know who anybody
we
is.
We should post one for you.
We'll my book
figure it out. Yeah.
And then if we don't know who it is, I'll read
then
the book.
We have to read the book. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that as a way to
or
figure
whoever
out.
You get, I'll do the book.
Yeah, we can do
repeat
one of the
episode. Here we go.
We can do the TikTok of where like we'll stitch it with me choosing it as we go. Look at us just coming into our meetings. and then that'll be what decides our book.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, thanks again at Clutch My Pearls Pod. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
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 There, you did it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.